fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 21st day of August. The prepper tip today is to make sure your backup power source, your alternative power source, is ready to go. It's going to be a different thing for different people. It may be hydropower, maybe solar power, maybe a generator. So whatever it is, make sure that everything's squared away and ready to go when you need it. All right, we haven't heard from Sam Andrews yet. Hopefully, he will call in soon. Well, it looks like he's here. We have patient waiting in Greenwood, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, sir, I say grace before every meal. At the moment, I'm telling God I'm thankful for electricity and air conditioning.
Oh, boy, it's going to be a warm one in the Midwest and the South today.
Roger that. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, in the triple digits, won't it be?
Yeah, we've got a heat wave this week, and it's going to be warm out, and air conditioning is a blessing. If your air conditioning fails, you can get emergency service if you pay a few extra bucks. I had a guy come out to service my air conditioner about 3 weeks ago, and he told me that the compressor was bad and I needed a whole new compressor, wanted to charge me $6,000.
Right.
Called a different company. The guy came out. He swapped out a bad capacitor. He put in a soft start kit, which is an additional capacitor with quite a bit more startup energy, and my compressor has run fine for the better part of a month.
Well, I think I will report that first outfit to the Attorney General Consumer Affairs people.
Yeah, it's kind of a disappointing experience. It seemed like a nice guy, young guy, and just wasn't telling the whole story.
Right, right. Well, that's unethical, and I doubt that you're the only person he's done this to. So the Attorney General of the State of Missouri has people that specifically take care of matters like this. I don't want to dwell too long. It's not really relevant to our main topic, but that's unfortunate. There's unethical people that take advantage of folks, isn't there?
Well, and, you know, the lesson learned is it never hurts to get a second opinion, whether it's a medical issue or an expensive expenditure on a home repair, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, here's something, a follow-up that can save some lives. This is for men only. 25 years ago, I was urged to take a PSA test, which tests the something in your blood, and it came out 12, and it turned out the doctor was ethical and knowledgeable. He says, John, I wish they'd keep urologists. I wish they'd stop sending me guys like you. Once it gets to maybe 200 or more, just, you know, come give me a call. So I said, thank you very much. In the meantime, men all over the United States are getting a PSA of 5 and 6 and being told they're about to get cancer and they need surgery and radiation. It happened to my kid brother. I couldn't couldn't talk him out of it. One of my neighbors, a guy, he's about 1 year older than me. He went down that path. In case you don't know, this ruins a man's life. When they go through that, their life is ruined in terms of having the normal life of a healthy adult male. So here I am 25 years later. I took a PSA test more recently. It was at a 9, which is still elevated according to these unethical doctors. But it doesn't mean you have or will about to be get cancer at all. It means nothing, a slightly elevated PSA. So that's a fair warning to all you men who might be considering getting a PSA test. There's unethical doctors who will tell you that a 6 or a 7 or a 12 is one step away from death, from cancer. That's what they'll tell you. Nothing. It's a complete lie. An absolute complete lie. Don't worry about it. Just live your life and forget about these unethical doctors. That's my advice.
Well, I think after COVID, I think we've learned a couple of important things. And one is that the medical industry and doctors have compromised the trust of the American people to a level that was unimaginable 10 years ago.
Absolutely. Well, here's another health-related story. Three commercial airline pilots died August 14th, August 16th, and August 17th. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know the following, I'm about to tell you. If you're a commercial airline pilot, you have some of the most stringent health standards and health testing and evaluations of any human being, don't you, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And if you have an undiagnosed heart issue, for these guys before the COVID clot shot was almost unheard of. it's a brand new world where things are upside down and backwards, aren't they, Sam?
Yeah, the truth is now considered lies. Lies are considered the truth. The media is, for all practical purposes, 98% propaganda. It's really an interesting state of affairs. But, you know, the leading indicator for me that we had a huge problem is when the media and social media and the federal government all combined to shut down debate. You know, one of the great things about our country is that in a democratic republic, you have the right to speak. Free speech is a guaranteed right enumerated in the Constitution. And that right to free speech laid a platform of debate on issues so that people that had differing opinions could present differing solutions. And when the federal government and big tech and social media and the mainstream media all conspired to shut down the debate of qualified virologists on COVID and on the vaccine, it's undeniable now that there is some really evil forces trying to take control of the United States and doing great damage to the United States.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, we had over 10,000 doctors, 10,000 doctors that opposed, that their opinions differed from the World Health Organization and the CDC and Dr. Fauci. Those people were stripped of their voice. They were shut down. They were harassed. They were threatened. They were canceled on both Twitter and Facebook, in these different social media platforms. It was unbelievable how strong the effort was to stop any open debate. And to me, that's the scariest thing of all.
Well, Sam, I know you're a busy guy. You may not know the following. I have a trusted private source telling me the same thing that Alex Jones is saying, is that the mask wearing and lockdowns are about to begin again with a new variant of the COVID situation, beginning probably next month and ramping up to full lockdowns in October, which I'm sure, I have no doubt whatsoever, will be followed about 9 months later with another vaccine. Of course, a safe and effective vaccine cannot be developed in 9 months or less, can it, Sam?
That's impossible.
It's impossible.
You can't do the proper testing and the proper trials in 9 months. And, you know, I said on your show months ago that wait till the 2024 election and the time leading up to the election, there'll be a new virus, a new pandemic, a new scheme, and this stuff will never end until we end it.
Well, and the whole reason, there's probably multiple reasons, but I believe that one of the main reasons is, once again, they need the mail-in ballots. That's the way to they controlled and got engaged in vote fraud. This last election was mail-in ballots, wasn't it?
Well, that was one of the mechanisms. There were a lot of strategies involved. But when you see things, and, you know, Ayn Rand pointed all this stuff out decades ago. The woman was darn near a prophet. Her accuracy level and how things go south in a country of good people, and how politicians and powerful people take over and steal people's money through graft rather than through hard work, right? She laid all this stuff out. If you haven't read any Ayn Rand, I would highly recommend you do so. Start with Atlas Shrugged, but research this woman. The most intelligent woman, I believe, that's ever lived on Earth, and certainly the strongest visionary to the future in the 20th century. But when you see things like the attorneys and the Justice Department are trying to prosecute the whistleblowers instead of Hunter Biden, right? When you see those things going on, when you see YouTube try to join in on the prosecution of Donald Trump, okay? When you see things like a governor in Hawaii completely minimizing the disaster that occurred. I mean, I've heard stories that it's over 2,000 or 3,000 people, that the disaster in Hawaii was worse than 9/11. Okay?
Well,
and you see Republicans calling for the most popular candidate in the Republican primary to drop out of the race. I mean, this kind of stuff, it goes on and on.
It does. Let's talk about some firearms-related matters, and particularly training. I see here in September we have 3 classes coming up. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we've got a lot of training going on this fall. The new schedule is up. Let me get there really quick. So September 16th and 17th, that should be a Saturday and a Sunday, if I'm not missing anything. Saturday and Sunday, Saturday, September 16th, Sunday, September 17th, will be one of the last long-range intro to precision 1,000-yard shooting courses this year. I think that's the second-to-last course. There'll be one more in late October. September and October are the best times to train. You got 70s for highs, 55, 60 for low. It is just absolutely beautiful to come out to the Freedom Center and train in September and October. So we have September 16th and 17th. And where you learn how to hold the rifle, you learn how to clean the rifle, you learn how to produce barrel harmonics, you learn how to read the wind, you learn what type of wind to shoot in to make first round hits at long range. And those choices. And then September 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, we have four spots open in a basic tactical handgun and rifle course. That's 4 days of training. We have the same class on September 28th, 29th, 30th, and October 1st. So you have 2 weekends you can choose from for the basic tactical handgun and rifle course. That is the beginning course. That is the gateway to all of the other tactical training that we do at the Freedom Center. That class is a prerequisite for everything in the tactical lane of training. You don't need that class to take the 1,000-yard course, but you need it for any of the tactical defensive training classes. So we have 2 basic classes. We've got classes the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of September. And the second class is the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th, and then the 1st of October, that first Sunday in October. Those classes are life-changing for people. I highly recommend you get in those classes. They're amazing. They will absolutely revolutionize the way you look at home defense. And you definitely need these skills. The skills that are taught in this class are foundational. They're the basis for learning how to fight and defend yourself, your family, your neighborhood. Now, October 6th, 7th, and 8th, we have the Urban Vehicle Tactical Rifle Course. This is a 3-day course, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is where you learn how to use cover. You learn how not to get shot. You learn how to shoot through glass to defend yourself while you're in your vehicle. You learn how to use vertical cover, horizontal cover, diagonal cover. You learn the proper positions to fight from so you don't expose yourself and get shot in a defensive situation. Cover is very important. You also learn what it's like to be shot at. We put you behind a berm. We shoot like 9 different weapons over your head so you can recognize the muzzle blast and the sound that the bullet makes when it flies over your head. This is important. These are little things that make you wiser so you make better decisions if you're ever attacked. You also learn about communication and teamwork. We start the foundation of bounding. You exit a vehicle with a friend of yours. It's a very important course to take. Those first two courses, the basic tactical course and the enhanced urban vehicle tactical course, are specifically designed that you don't need to be physically fit. Anybody can take these courses, comfortably take these courses, enjoy these courses, have a great time, and learn some really high-end skills on how to use your handgun and your rifle. And then on October 12th, we have a 1-day Stop the Junction Bleed course. October 13th, we have another 1-day Stop the Junction Bleed course. If you're taking the combat medic level course on the 14th and 15th of October, you'll want to sign up for that Friday class on October 13th. That is a prerequisite to the combat medic course. If you're not taking the combat medic course, then we're going to slot you in the October 12th class on Thursday. This is an incredible class. Got 2 of the top guys.
We're good. We'll continue with the schedule after the break. We'll be right back.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's for your financial cleaning. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Arthritis pain got you down? What are you waiting for? Check out the details of the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. There's an excellent video that will teach you how to properly clean your rifle. If you haven't seen this video, you really don't know how to do that. FreedomTrain.net. We're going over the training schedule for this fall, and we got a caller on hold. Let's go ahead and get back to the training schedule, Sam. You're on mute, Sam.
Okay, we're going to have a combat medic level 1 course October 14th to 15th. That will be an incredible class. You're going to learn a lot about the division of labor. When you've got an injured person and you're in a security situation, what do you do? How do you do it? It's a more advanced class. You have to have, as a prerequisite, you have to have the basic tactical course, you have to have the enhanced urban vehicle rifle course, and you have to have a junction bleed course. Now, we have the junction bleed, stop junction bleed course the day before. So if you've got the other two classes, you can sign up for the junction bleed class on Friday. Take the combat medic level 1 course on Saturday and Sunday. You can get all that done in 3 days. Then on October 20th, we're having what turned out to be a very rare course this summer, is a precision reloading course. At 2 p.m., on October 20th, I will teach a 5-hour precision reloading course. And that will be on a Friday, I believe, that precedes the last introduction to 1,000-yard shooting course. So on Friday, you're going to learn how to load ammo for your precision rifle that allows you to shoot really small groups at 1,000 yards. By the way, we shoot groups that are sub-inch and a half at 1,000 with hand loads. I don't think I've ever seen a group smaller than about 7 inches with factory ammo. So as you can see, you can make quite a big gain in accuracy by learning how to properly load ammunition and tuning that load to your rifle and the way you hold your gun. So our last precision reloading course of the year will be Friday on October 20th. And then the final introduction to 1,000-yard shooting course will be October 21st and 22nd. Then in November, we have an enhanced marksmanship course, 11-4 and 11-5. That's a 2-day course. You learn how to fight with your heart rate up and make hits with your heart rate up. You get a lot of practice on trajectory work, your bore to sight line relationship. Learn how to manage that on the move in a fight. And then we have our final basic tactical handgun and rifle course November 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. There's plenty of spots open in that course. And then December 2nd and 3rd, we have the Advanced One tactical course.
Outstanding. And ladies and gentlemen, all these courses and details are what's involved. What you learn, the equipment you need to bring is all at freedomtrain.net, freedomtrain.net. Let's take our first caller here, Sam, if you're ready.
Sure, why not?
This is a firsthand report from my friend Teddy, who is a retired airline pilot in Hawaii. And Teddy, good morning, sir.
Hey, John. Good morning, Sam. Good morning. I've been waiting. Hopefully Sam could hear some of this and join in the report. But how are y'all doing today?
Outstanding. Excellent. Outstanding. What you got for us?
Oh, good. Well, Sam's got valuable things to share, and I don't want to take his time, but I did go down to Maui on Saturday. I am a retired airline pilot, and as you said, and actually my airline is here in Hawaii, and I flew inter-island for the first 10 years in the 80s, here 70s and 80s, to Maui and all the other islands, so I'm pretty familiar with how they used to be. So I wanted to go down. I haven't been there in quite a while, maybe 5 years to Maui, but I flew down early Saturday morning. I was met by a young man who is actually originally from Haiti, but he's a very nice man, and he's been there 5 years living in Hawaii, and what they call houseless. There's a whole society of people here called houseless. We call them homeless. They call themselves houseless. But he was my man, my driver. He had a car. He took me to find my friend, David, who I had known many years on Oahu. He moved to Maui. He's been missing 10 days. We were very worried, and we found him. And so that was a very great occasion.
Wonderful.
And he's safe. And we went to the little town Paia, which is just north of the airport there in Kahului, the main town in Maui. And so we went, and Paia is kind of a hippie town. And Willie Nelson has a cafe there. Woody Harrelson lives there, all the beautiful people. But it's just a stark contrast is all I want to say. Is I got my first taste of Maui and the beautiful clean Maui air and the bright sunshine, going there and seeing the beautiful people, but there was a different side. I'll share.
Well, let's get your rest of your report after the break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Website is thelibertyman.com. Interesting photos there from the Red Pill Expo that I was a speaker at 2 weekends ago. You might want to check those out. A lot there. Check out the COVID panel. More than 200 articles and videos that will help you understand the true nature of the COVID vaccination clot shot. We have with us Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA, high-quality, world-class training with rifles and pistols. And we have continuing his call from Hawaii, where he's got some firsthand reports. Teddy, Teddy, before you get away, I know the question for you, but give us the rest of your report.
Yeah, please jump in anytime with your questions and what you really would specifically like to ask. So I was met at the airport. I had a car and a driver. I was very fortunate. And this young man actually was a firsthand survivor of the Lahaina fire. I'm not going to call it wildfire because it's not defined yet what caused it, and that's still up in the air, no pun. But he was there in a shelter, and during the whole day of the fire outbreak, and he could tell me and did tell me all of what he saw, all that happened while we were spending several.
Did we lose Ted?
I don't know. Teddy, you still there? Hello, Teddy. Well, he's calling from about five time zones away, so it's an issue. Well, maybe Teddy will get back with us. I have a follow-up question for him regarding airline pilots dying. But Teddy, if you can hear us, call back. We'll get the rest of your report. Go ahead.
We were talking about training right before Ted called. We took his call, and if you want to get signed up for training, these classes are more than half full. So if you want to train at the Freedom Center this year, make sure you give me a call either tomorrow or Wednesday, and we'll try to get you in these classes before they fill up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, these classes are kept small for a reason.
Yes.
When you reach the student or teacher ratio, that's where you cut it off. We got Teddy back. You're back with us, Teddy?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
We're off.
Fine.
Right.
I'll just try to be brief. But we drove around, and my driver was telling me his experiences. He lived through the fire in Lahaina. The whole thing. He escaped with a lady, took her car just ahead of the flames, ran for their life. He lost everything in the shelter that burned. So he gave me a pretty good graphic description of what happened. But there was no warning. There was no sirens. There was a jam of traffic. The police were apparently blocking the roads and turning a lot of people back, claiming the power lines were down on the road and all kind of other reasons. But anyway, that's well documented by other people. I don't want to go through all of that. But I'm just saying, I came away now thinking, I had visited the scene of 9/11 after it happened in New York City. I was there before and after. But this is reminiscent of 9/11. This is our Hawaii 9/11. And this is a major trauma to the people down there. But I came away feeling there are two Mauis. Basically, there's the rich and powerful and affluent Maui, and then there's the regular people Maui. And there's a war going on. I'm sorry, I see it as a military occupation of Maui now by the feds and the state government people. And they basically were invaded on August 8th and took over Lahaina, and those people are suffering big time. And now I read the water is not safe to drink and not even to shower in because of contamination of things that got into the water system. But this is going on and getting worse all the time, and Hawaii government is not your friend. And are y'all still there?
We're here. We're listening carefully, yes.
Yeah, so let me just describe what we did. My driver friend, he was telling me all his experiences, which I did video and record, and I want to put on a video real soon, hopefully today, more detail. But he told me, firsthand how fast this fire spread and how strong the winds were. And it started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a sunny day. But it is tinder dry down there. This is the thing. It's so dry. All this grass is dead. All these fields that used to be sugarcane, I remember them. They're all abandoned, and they're all just dry. And the company that owns the water rights is the one that wouldn't let them use the water for the fire in Lahaina. So there's a lot of evil corporate stuff going on and political things, power grabs and, land grabs and all kind of things going on. But the bottom line is I see there's a occupying army. There's two Mauis. There's the regular normal Maui, which is just about all the area except West Maui, there where Lahaina is, and Kaanapali, which you cannot get to. There's only one road going in. It's a coastal road, and you have to go around the mountain to get back there. They're kind of like the dark side of the moon there in Lahaina. So we did not go there. After talking with my driver, he told me the roads are blocked, the police won't let you in, they don't even let the residents in there, and they have a fence, 12-foot fence around there to block anybody seeing what's going on in there, what they call Ground Zero, by the way. What a charming coincidence, but they call that Ground Zero. And we have another 9/11. But they are contaminating the evidence, in my opinion, all in secret, the supposed investigators. And just like 9/11, they're going to come up with a lie, and they're going to get people to try and buy. But we cannot buy that lie. I mean, this was an arson fire, I'm convinced. How, the method, I don't know. Directed energy, illegal aliens, which there are many brought in here by Mayorkas and Biden and his people, distributed around the islands. They easily could have started and probably did start these fires. But there were multiple fires started. But it's still tinder dry everywhere. And this is the other two Mauis. There's the Country Club Golf Course Maui, which is green, amazingly beautiful and green. And there's the brown, tinder dry Maui, which is 99% of the place where the regular people live. But the regular people are wonderful. There's a feeling you can get being there in person you can't get on TV. But I could feel the true aloha spirit of the local people and the love. And you get the feeling there is hope and that, you know, people care. And so we went to a distribution center, which was in a big parking lot. And it was amazing, amazing. And this is in Kahului town, but this was all volunteers, not Red Cross, not FEMA. And they had supplies of everything you could imagine, all laid out under tents with tables. And you actually drive through. You don't get out of your car. They're so organized and so nice, everybody. And there were young girls and young men and old men and volunteers. But you would drive your car down the line. We went and got for my driver supplies he needed. But you just pick up, you point to the table. There was water pallets of bottled water. There's food. There's medical supplies. There's clothing, anything you could think of. And they were so loving and generous and helpful. And so we went through that line. And we went from that, we went to the other side, which I will call the dark side, which is the Red Cross camp over there at the Maui War Memorial Auditorium. And this was like a nightmare. The difference was amazing. There was military guards at the entrance blocking it. They didn't want to let me in because I had a camera, but they let me in because my friend needed to go sign up for housing. But this is where you go into the Red Cross world over there. They're the ones giving out housing vouchers. They gave out over 2,000 people. They put them in Maui hotels. And from what I understand, the government is paying all of this. The rates got jacked to $1,000 a night. That is what I believe we are paying for those people to be in houses and hotels. And they have a 30-day voucher. And, I mean, that's not their fault, but this is how our government squanders money. And everybody now, you know, the people, the business people are taking advantage. But at the Red Cross camp, my friend wanted to sign up for a room. He hasn't got a place to stay. And when they saw me with my camera, they completely freaked out. They didn't want me to take pictures. They told me I couldn't take pictures. And this is supposed to be, a charity, a distribution center for help. There was nobody there. They had pushed everybody out, and they didn't want me there with the camera. And finally, three different people came and told me I couldn't take pictures, and basically I had to leave. They escorted me back to my car. I did get some pictures, which I'm going to show later, but I just want to say you have, again, two worlds. You have the FEMA government, Red Cross people, which I think are the occupying, invading army. They're blocking aid to Lahaina. They don't let people come and bring supplies, which churches have donated tractor trailer loads of supplies, but they're rotting out behind hotels and parking lots. FEMA won't let them distribute because it's not FEMA blessed and approved things. They have to buy everything. So it's a war. It's an occupying army. Communication's been cut off. People in Lahaina still don't have internet. I mean, those that live around Lahaina. But, I mean, it's a burned-out black spot on the earth, what I saw from the airplane flying in. I took some videos of Lahaina, what used to be there. But there are people trying to live there, but they are being discriminated against. That's why I'm saying there's two Mauis. There's a normal Maui life going on. There's tourists coming in to vacation still. There's the, you know, movie stars, beautiful people, Oprah and all their mansions. None of them were burned. But let me just finish this part by saying there were acres and acres of rental cars all parked around the airport in Maui that where the tourists fled for their lives. I'm saying there must be thousands of rental cars parked out there and on the fields, all abandoned, all, you know, left. I don't know what they're going to do with them, but this is, again, I mean, the ridiculous situation. There's oversupply of a lot of things and undersupply of housing, food, and shelter. So I hope that's helpful.
That's helpful. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question about what do you believe the death count is?
Thank you for asking that.
Any more accurate information there than what we're hearing
thousands,
on Main Street?
Thousands. They admit there's over 1,500 people still missing, unaccounted for. Well, you know, on this little bitty island, they're not going to be missing very long if they're alive. But this fireball, this thing, whatever it was, directed energy that melted car windshields, melted everything, and left ash, nothing, not really much burn left, but trees left standing. Yeah, there are many thousands, I believe, in the end it will be. They are holding back the information. They're lying. They claim they're still recovering bodies. They've got this 12-foot fence. You can't see what they're doing in there. I believe they're destroying evidence. And there was no water. The hydrants had no water there. And but there were children. This is something needs to be, again, said. There were children in school. And because of the high winds from that hurricane, they decide they want to send the children home to be safe. Well, they turned them out and sent them home in the middle of the day. This is the day the fire started. They went to empty homes because their parents work. Everybody has to work in Maui to afford the cost of living. So the children, many of them were home alone in Lahaina when this fire, without warning, came raging through. Many of them perish. And I just want to say one story I heard, and this really does, it broke my heart, but a young man was telling about his 15-year-old brother who was left at home that day. He and his dad had gone to work up in Kahului, but his brother, they found him in the burned rubble of their home when they got back, his 15-year-old brother clutching their family dog, both of them burned to death.
Oh my.
So this is the reality. It's a human misery. It is a Holocaust. And I don't want to get into the spiritual aspect, but this is demonic. These are evil people behind all this global warming lie. This is all about promoting the global warming agenda. And these storms, you know, I'm going to say, storms, hurricanes in California, the fires in Washington State, this is all to fret forward their agenda of this global warming lie. And Lahaina is all about the global warming lie. Josh Green is a liar. He's murdered many people with the COVID vaccine. He's a doctor, a medical doctor, who injected the whole state and shut us down with the mask nonsense. And he needs to be recalled. They all of them are criminals.
Teddy, I want to do an excellent report. I want you to get those videos so I can post them on my website. Do a segue here. Are you now or have you been a member of the Airline Pilots Association?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. My whole career.
Are you still?
No, I'm not. I didn't get along well with them.
While you remember, was there a monthly newsletter of some sort that they published?
Yeah, a magazine they have. I still get it. I'll send you one.
Would it be news if three pilots died in 4 days? One about the board, and the other two in flight. Commercial airline pilots die the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th of August. Would that be newsworthy for that publication?
Of course, of course.
You've
and I heard
seen
your
it.
Comment.
In all the years you belong, have you ever seen three commercial pilots die in 4 days?
No, I'm talking about 40 years of my experience. I don't know, I feel like an old man, but I've been around a while, and I'm telling you, like you said, we are to rigorous medical exams as a captain every 6 months, EKG, medical exams, ear tests, hearing tests, eye tests. I mean, it's, you know, very stringent.
We'll get back to this conversation after the break. Everybody stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. That ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Teddy, if you accept this assignment, I'd like you to pay more careful attention to the publication of the Airline Pilots Association to see if there's any comments on this. It's going to have to get pretty severe before this publication has any notice of it. What do you think, sir?
Well, yes, and you're talking about another political organization. I'm sorry,
exactly.
But that's what
right.
they are. And they're like Red Cross. And I don't want to disparage Red Cross.
I will. Innocently. I'll disparage Red Cross.
Please tell me. If people don't like Red Cross, I'd like to hear. But I saw why. They took $99 million already from the state. And I don't know what they're doing with it. But please tell us. I mean, you have
a
chance.
It is not good. I was stuck in an air base in Vietnam for 3 days, and there was no food available, snacks of any kind. But the Red Cross had a station set up where you could get coffee and donuts if you paid for them. That was my Red Cross story.
Mm.
So they made the GIs pay for coffee and donuts. There was no other food available in the entire complex there in Vietnam. And I've heard other stories from other veterans going back to World War II of the Red Cross selling what they should have been giving away.
World War II people I knew didn't like them.
I've seen at Times Beach, there was a, not Times Beach, another one of those flooded cities in St. Louis County. I saw them driving around in their white Suburbans while the Salvation Army was providing three hot meals a day. And all I did was drive around and observe what was going on. Anyway, Teddy, that's a great report, and we look forward to more. Do you have anything more for us right this moment?
Yes, if I could just say, there's an excellent local minister here. His name is J.D. Juliet Delta Farag, F-A-R-A-G. And he has his own website. If you go there, jdfarag.org, he has updates every week, which are excellent source of news on all of what's going on in Hawaii with his fires. And he has prophecy update. But you can go there. There's a lot of good information there with him. And by the way, he never shut down for the masks or any of the nonsense during this big COVID.
Good for him.
So I just like to say, people, don't give to the Red Cross, please. Give to these other churches. These people are doing a great work. They're running the blockade of FEMA with the boats, bringing supplies directly to Lahaina. They're bringing supplies by air and a little landing strip directly to Lahaina. They are giving the help, the real local people. So
outstanding.
Thank you, John.
We have a top hour break for it there.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.